Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the 10OA. First of all, let me start with, I forgot to do this last time. We are super glad to be back on all of your podcast locations with all of you. We hope you've enjoyed this new adventure so far that we are taking, and we hope you'll continue to stick around with us. If you haven't noticed it yet, many of our players are brand new to D&D, so this is a learning experience for all of us. Along with that learning experience of new D&D players, it's also a learning experience for some of our new talent that have never podcasted before. So, that means there's still some audio issues we're working out. We are doing everything we can to fix them. We ask you to hang tight with us while we get those issues worked out, but it is definitely a learning curve. I wanted to open the floor up to all of you, our listeners. Before, we always said to leave comments on the episodes, and we really hope you do, but we also wanted to ensure you have a way of directly interacting with us. So, if you ever want to reach out with us with questions, comments, or fan art, you can reach us at vs.valleystudios@gmail.com. On that note, we also recently launched our own website, which can be found at vsvalleystudios.wixsite.com/valleystudios. That's a mouthful. We update that website with all of our current projects, not just the 10OA, but Chuck E. Chicken and other projects we have going. And we also have a blog there to keep you in the loop of what's currently happening. Finally, if you want to be a monetary part of helping us grow, be sure to visit our Patreon page and become a patron at patreon.com/valleystudiosgaming. We are currently updating our Patreon awards to become far more desirable, and we hope to see you joining us in that adventure. Okay, so that was a lot, not at all what you're here for. So, thank you again, we appreciate your continued support, and we are excited to see you here in the geekdom. Now, let's get on with the show.
Everybody, roll initiative. Okay, so when we last left off with our eventful heroes, we'll say, we had Logan, who is playing, and I'm still learning the name. So
Amador.
Amor.
Amador.
He was stealthily trying to track this kobold leader that went into the forest, and the mighty rune had followed suit with no stealthiness at all. We are going to pick up right there. I do know you had everybody back at the carnage that ensued from the attacks on the kobolds. The only two people that followed the leader
were three of us.
Oh, was it?
Adam went with Adam. It was me, Adam, and Rune.
Okay.
Okay. So, in terms of how we're gonna approach this,
well, they got a lot to just run in and tackle them.
Tickle the balls.
Hold on. Give me a second. Ugh, idiots. This isn't a situation where you just barrel into things.
Yes,
stupid
it is.
Pork lyrics. I roll a. I'm gonna do a perception check. Within the 10-meter clearing to see if I can tell what the kobold is trying to clear out.
Okay. And he's a little bit bigger than all the rest of them, probably about 2 feet taller. He's even bigger than you.
No, I'm not checking him. I'm perception checking the area to see what he's doing. Try and figure out what he's doing.
Okay. Real quick, so can I roll just like the Tales of Old? For the first time, doing an experience to see if this is something that my idol went through.
Yes.
Hey, Dion, we've lost your mic again.
Yeah.
That's a D10 for you, Cook.
Okay, yeah, he said on. Yes.
All right, I'm rolling now. It looks like I got a 6.
So no.
It's been a minute. Perception is a d20, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
There it is.
Rolling. Yeah, that's a 2.
Okay. So no.
With my I rolled 3.
Okay. And since I had actually originally followed him since for the survival and stuff, do I recognize like what he's building or no?
Actually, hold on. Perception's wisdom, and so I roll the 2 plus my wisdom plus my proficiency because I'm proficient in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 5.
Still not.
So, Aaron, you would probably end up rolling like a survival to see maybe if you recognize it, or another skill if you can justify it.
I'll roll survival. If we're proficient in it, we have advantage, or no, we just have the plus 2.
You have the plus 2 if you're proficient.
Okay, I'll make sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah, survival I'm proficient in, so I have a total of a plus 4 on that, so. I don't want to say what it was. I look, I'm like, there's trees over there behind us. I got a freaking 1.
So,
Aminal, look, he's making a crop circle.
Oh, dear.
Fumble. The fumble's real.
Okay, so I have no idea what to do in the situation, so what do you suggest, fellas?
I say we go out greeting him and say hello.
No, give me a chance to try and figure out what's happening. Ask him then. Okay. I attempt to approach the kobold.
Oh, I'm standing back and watching this.
Yeah, I'm shooting runes. So
and talk to him.
Language we understand?
I don't know. You never know.
If you're going to try. Find out if he's dog's coming.
So, dear Mr. Kobold, we've been wondering why you're randomly clearing out this patch of ground. Could you give us an idea why?
So you said it.
That'll do it.
So glad he just approached him.
So he quickly snaps around and gives you this strange look. He's like, because I'm going to fight you.
Wait a volunteer there, Aminor.
That was straightforward.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But whoa, hold on. I don't want that.
Well, if you didn't want that, you
should. Aminor! Aminor! What do you say?
He says he wants to fight us.
Oh, I'm not sure
that's a good idea, so I feel like we should, why am I even saying this in front of him? dear Sir Kobold, I really don't want to fight you. How about we go over here, we sit down and talk it out?
Kick his ass, Aminor!
Well, you quit your name and I'll rip you off.
Why does he want to fight us?
You guys are not even here! How are you talking?
He changes.
He what?
As soon as he gets, you step up and just little bit with him, he changes.
Oh, what'd you change into?
That's not good.
Is that a dragon?
Wait a damn minute.
What is that thing?
That's a dragon. He turned
that
into
is a dragon.
Dragon.
Why is there a dragon in the opening encounter?
Okay. It's a damn opening
he's
encounter.
Not a very large. He is literally only about a foot taller than what he was before. So he's like 2 feet taller than you.
Hey, Amino, didn't you say you had a way to talk to our friends back at the caravan?
Yep.
I didn't know he was going to be a changeling.
Now, wait a minute. You gave me shit for wanting to jump into a fight being a warclerk, but you didn't think to maybe, leave your way of talking to people with them?
Yeah, way to go, Aminor.
I'm
Sorry, Mr. Dragon Giver. Just having some domestic issues.
All right. So what are we going to do?
I'm going to roll a perception and see if I can figure out what this... I'm going to roll to try and figure out what this thing is.
Okay. Well, we can see it, right? Like, it's a dragon.
Yes, you can see it. He literally changes from a oversized hunched into this white dragon with big wings, and he is standing on all
fours. So would that be a nature check? Would that be nature?
Nature.
Okay. Everybody roll nature.
What are we rolling?
Well, just the three that's right there.
So what is that, a D? What D is that?
D20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And what am I rolling?
You're adding your nature skill.
Say that again.
So, quick question. How do I roll nature from this?
So go to skills.
Character sheet, then go to skills.
Okay.
Hey, Dion. Sorry. Yeah. How far from our group are we?
Oh, duh. I didn't double click.
From where the...
Yeah, that's a 7.
I got a 16.
Oh, are we supposed to be rolling something too?
I thought only the people next to the
trying to figure out what
rolling.
This thing is.
Yeah, just the ones next to him. So, Adam, so exactly what this creature is.
There you go. I also roll. Oh, that's medicine. Sorry.
How
did... So does Rune. Rune knows way better than I do. Oh, he rolled medicine. No. Oh.
Well.
Oh,
you
my
God. As well, Rune.
I remember reading about it in the Tomes of the Legendary Hero. I still don't know what his name is.
What is it? It's obviously a dragon, but...
It's not just a dragon.
It's like a dragon.
It's literally the exact same description as most dragons. It's just small.
He's just a cute little dragon. We're going to keep him as a pet.
Well,
no!
Isn't that a
yes!
Captain Obvious answer?
Well, okay. So, maybe before we're fighting, maybe he'll let us go get our friends, because something tells me us fighting a dragon's not going to be quite fair.
Not bad. No. You don't understand. This guy, he puts up quite a fight.
Okay. While this is happening, I just very stealthily hide in the underbrush and prepare myself to fight.
So here's the thing. I don't know if you're squishy either. Someone should probably go tell our friends what's going on.
Okay. They don't know where I am.
All of you. And he does two large swings and goes 10 in the air. And then I need all three of you to make a saving throw.
Hold on. Was I not supposed to do my stealth roll? To disappear?
You yourself, as Aaron.
Am I the only one not getting this?
Starts to fly upward.
Okay, so the stealth roll doesn't matter then.
You said constitution?
Yes.
Okay.
Where would that be? In abilities or?
That's
it's on your. It's on your main.
Yeah, constitution 8.
And I got 12. Holy Jesus.
I got 18.
What is that?
It's an angry cat.
Yes, kind of like a cat. Cat.
Alright, so you got our three constitutions. What's happening now?
Well, Adam's good, but everybody else runs away.
Well, Adam and Rune both make their saves to jump out of the way as this blast of cold... And it hits the area, and Amar, you're taking cold damage that comes off the ground and gets Rickgate hitting you.
I got almost none of that, Dion.
Basically, you got hit with a blast of ice from this ice dragon.
And you took 4 damage.
Okay.
All right. Well, it looks like he wants to get the party started. So I'm going to go ahead and run in and just, I think it's time to...
Nobody run for the rest of the party. That doesn't make
sense. Are we
any
forgetting sense. Initiatives yeah, here?
Yes, actually, we are going to be on initiative.
All
right. All righty, I'll roll my initiative.
Yeah, that's a 1.
Okay.
No, it's not. I rolled 11 on initiative.
Ew, I have a 0 to my initiative modifier.
You don't have much dex, then you have a 0 to your initiative modifier.
Yep. It's a 6.
Okay, who's having sex?
It's Rachel's tapping on the wall.
Oh, look there at you.
There you go.
So if I shout for the party, is it too far that they wouldn't be able to hear me?
You guys traveled in there pretty good far. You're guessing you're maybe 70 feet or 80 feet away from the main group.
But if I have a dash, if I use my first action to run back and dash, that puts me within 20 feet. At that point, I could be able to yell and they could be able to get in, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be able to do anything.
What if I were just to use my finger to just get it within 40 feet of them?
Maybe they can hear it if you scream.
All right, so I'm just going to use – well, I don't know where the dragon's at. I don't want to jump the gun here.
He's on the map.
He's right in front of SWAT.
No, I mean within the tracker. I mean within the tracker.
He is still flying in the air about 10 feet above the ground.
Okay.
Because what I want to do is I want to move back about 30 feet so that I can just scream at the top of my lungs for my teammates to come join us. Yeah, so yeah. I move back to there, I turn around and I just like holler for our teammates.
Hey guys, our friend we chased turned into a giant dragon and he's ready to kick Aminor's ass if you want to come watch.
You screamed all that?
Yeah, I screamed
hey
all that.
Hey guys, we found a dragon.
He's about to kick some ass.
All we hear is, we're a dragon,
we're a dragon.
As long as you're a dragon, you're the important part.
Alright, so now what are you going to do, Aaron?
Okay, so now I'm outside of range to do any of my spells or anything, so at this point I guess.
You can double action and move back.
Bonus action.
You
only have one movement?
Yeah, you only have one movement, but then I could use my action as a dash and dash back into the fray. Right?
Because you wouldn't get to do anything else. You're basically running out, screaming at them, and then running right back in.
Right. So maybe, because I'm trying to think, like, I mean, Toll the Dead and all that, like, I'm outside of range because he's 50 feet from me, right?
Well, no, right now you're only at 30.
40.
Yeah, but I mean.
Oh, 40, yeah.
Yeah, 40. So can I see him at this point or no? Because he's on the other side of the
tree. No, because he's inside the trees. It's super, super dense in there.
Okay, yeah, so tell you what, I'll just use the rest of my action then to just dash back up. But I'm not going to go quite all the way. I'm going to go in about 20 feet.
Nine and then, top of a tree.
That's it, right. And then that's it for my turn.
Once after this round, you can just get added in and it'll go to initiative.
Okay.
Say that one more time.
Oh, so we'll roll initiative again on the second round?
We won't say roll.
You three aren't going to have an initiative roll, but the rest of the party will roll initiative the next round.
Okay.
Can I roll a for the first time because I'm encountering a dragon for the first time?
Yes.
Damn it!
Yeah, that's a D10.
Okay. So I guess my only course of action at this point is to... I mean, I gotta help Aminor. I don't want him to get, frozen to death. So can I take my crossbow and fire a shot at the dragon?
Yes, you can. And
oops.
Oh, that's beautiful. I missed.
No.
The screen.
So, Armoire, I need you to make a dex check.
Okay, so what did I miss? Because I know he rolled a 1, and the call just dropped.
The arrow's coming at you. You need to make a
God! Come on!
I'm sorry! I've never fought a dragon before!
I'm nervous.
Come on! You just attacked your party member, man!
No, I didn't!
Make a dex check, Logan.
It's like in the zombie apocalypse. You want to shoot your friend before they get killed.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a 19. I'm
fine. Oh yeah, no, you usually you bob out of the way as the arrow just go whizzing by your face.
What the hell, Adam?
I don't even know.
It was an accident. I got scared. It's a fucking dragon. What do you expect?
All right, so now it is Amnoir's turn.
It's Amnoir.
Amnoir.
Powerful DM. I don't know why I'm talking to characters in the sky. Okay, so I am going to
die.
He's 10 feet out. I don't have any. I can't sneak attack here. So I'm going to
stay hidden.
Attack twice.
How okay. 10 feet out.
I have a bow.
Oh.
17.
So a 17. Hits him.
All right. And then rolling damage. 7. And then roll for the second attack.
Yep.
That's 19.
That hits his.
And damage.
9.
So, all right. So you got 16 damage that turn.
And then for my movement, I'm going to stealth and move to... give me a second. I'm going to need to roll stealth. Actually, does that count as my... That would count as an action, wouldn't it?
It would count as your movement, and you need to disengage.
Okay.
In order to do that.
Okay, so then I'm just going to move back...
5 feet?
5 feet.
Okay.
To there.
Okay.
Think.
All right, so the dragon's turn.
Oh, my
oh boy, up. Here we go.
Everyone backs off of Cook. Good luck!
Oh, no!
Oh, there's going to be hell to pay for nearly hitting me with that arrow, Adam.
Oh,
no one attacks
me. Hey, what's happening in there? You going to kill him yet?
Oh, God. Oh, my.
Oh, he's going right for Cook.
Yeah. Okay.
So, unfortunately, Mike, this dragon comes forward and leans over and just bites into your chest, around your shoulder and your back.
Oh, shit.
You end up taking 13 points of damage. As it lifts you in the air and tosses you back about 15 feet.
Okay, I take that Jesus. Back. You're not getting paid back for that. The dragon did it for me.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
What did he roll on his attack?
A 20.
A lot.
Oh.
A natural 20?
A natural 20 without any modifiers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Am I dead?
How much damage did you take?
13.
Damn near.
He's almost there, yeah.
Oh no, don't tell me I die before my quest even really begins.
You should get for running in.
Yeah, what did I tell you? Don't be stupid and run in like that. It's
not- Yeah, you shouldn't just run in, look what happened.
Although
you don't want to talk, Rune.
Actually,
you're the one who used your dash to go straight at the thing when I was trying to negotiate.
Okay, be straight with me.
Negotiate with a dragon.
Be straight
with me. I didn't know it was a dragon.
be real with me. How bad is it?
Oh, he just, he basically bit you in half, but, you know.
Oh,
it's just the flesh.
Okay, so
he's bitten in half, and now you guys are just mocking my specs. Okay, you know what?
So he did 13 damage to Cook.
Yes, and that's because of the bite and being thrown backwards 15 feet.
Oh, you took an extra bit of fall damage,
oh,
too.
Oh, who could have done? He ended up at my feet. That was awfully nice of him.
Well, it's a good thing you landed next to the war cleric.
You know, if only I had healing spells.
Oh no. I have healing spells. What kind of war cleric are you?
One who likes war.
Golden clericking.
Does anybody have a potion?
No.
You just wait. Maybe someone will get up here. Maybe the necromancer could bring you back to life. Who knows?
Well, and
ladies and gentlemen, this is how Adam Goodbody died.
Now, Adam, what is your constitution?
My constitution?
Yes.
Well, on my sheet it says 16.
Okay, so you are exactly at 0 hit points.
So what does that mean?
When he hits it at your feet, he actually bounces on the ground and does not move anymore.
Oh, that looked like it.
Oh no, here comes Death. Wow. Death is it my, on our first podcast.
So is it going to roll back to me, or are we now bringing everyone else in?
We're actually going to bring everybody else in. We're going to roll initiative.
Wait a minute.
Well, what? Nice playing with you guys.
Hey, we get to cover character death on the first podcast.
You will roll a death save right directly from your character.
He's doing that now?
To roll.
On his turn, okay.
Ooh, the monk. The monk with a 6.
A very slow monk.
This is
very,
okay.
Very slow monk.
Jesus.
Is he still 10 feet in the air?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Dang, he bit him from 10 feet? That's pretty close.
No, he slammed in and then went back up 10 feet.
Okay.
Damn, I can't believe you just, like, straight up murdered me.
You're not dead yet, Mike.
You're not dead here yet, man.
I need to make a medicine check now that it's your turn.
Yeah.
All right, medicine.
That's the name of me hammer.
Medicine is wisdom.
There you go.
Well, do I know what's going on?
Nice.
So that not help your friend here, he is going to die.
Oh, my friend, I don't like him. He cuts things in the air in half as I throw them to him. All right, fine. I'll look down and I'll say, psst, Adam, promise me you won't do that again. And I cast Spare the Dying on him, so unconscious becomes stable.
So I'm okay?
Now you don't have to roll a death save.
Correct.
That fucking roll, though.
Yeah, seriously. Great. Good roll. Good roll, Rune.
Thank you, Rune.
All right, you still have movement if you want, Rune.
Yeah, I do like a good fight there regardless, so I'm gonna move up. Can I move up?
How about we all go in at the same time so he stops killing us one by one?
Oh, right. All right, I'll move up 10 feet here. I want to spread out. I don't want him to, like, breathe ice at Cook again and, like, catch me in it, too.
Another dragon. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. He breathes ice in a 15-foot cone, so you're still fucked.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
You should read up. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. He is 20 feet away.
How far away am I?
Is
you
that your
are.
Turn yet?
You're both fucked. You're 50. You're like 10 feet away
you're
from
right.
him.
You gotta remember, he's 5 feet in the air too.
Or 10 feet in the air.
And I still have.
Oh,
to
okay. So he loses what 5 feet. From his distance, or does he still keep that 15 feet?
He still keeps the 15 feet. It's not like in the old versions where you add 5 feet when you go to an angle.
Okay.
All right, so Nigel, your turn.
Nigel just sort of, while he's strumming his lyre, turns deadpan to the group and goes, "So we didn't hear anything, did we? We all agree?"
No!
All right. Nigel gets up, and I can move 30 feet, so.
All I heard was an old lady screaming.
Oh, hey, Nigel, how you doing?
Help me!
Lovely. Oh, so that's a dragon.
Yeah, he doesn't like Adam.
No! I don't think anybody likes me today.
No, we don't.
Now, was there anything else you wanted to do, Nigel?
Please help me, Nigel! Can you heal me?
No. But I can't ease your suffering, perhaps.
Okay.
So I'm going to use Bardic Inspiration on Adam.
And tell him, what are you going to do?
You probably won't die today.
That'd be nice.
So that gives you now one extra D6 to use when you make an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Okay.
So have fun with that.
Is that how you inspire him? You're not going to die today?
Yeah, you probably won't die.
Die today.
You're not going to start singing, Zach?
No.
Oh, that's a bard.
Okay, so that was a bonus action. I can still make an attack from here, right?
Yes.
Kick his ass.
I want to look at the dragon and say, kind of small for a dragon, aren't you? That's going to be vicious mockery.
All right.
Why are you mocking the dragon right next to me, you asshole?
Okay. Because you deserve it for attacking me.
It was an accident. I'm sorry I suck with a crossbow.
Oh, nice crit. Natural 20.
Yeah, too bad it's only 1d4 psychic damage.
Don't you still double that dice roll, though?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I roll the attack dice twice, then? Or the damage dice?
Yes, you do.
So you get a save. Do you not get to make the save since I rolled a 20?
No, because it's an attack as opposed to casting it, and then like, because Vicious Mockery is, I don't even think you roll for Vicious Mockery. I think I roll to save, and if I fail my save, you do max damage. Or you roll for damage. If I make my save, I take half damage.
So that 20 yes. I just rolled meant nothing, right? Because I wasn't supposed to roll that.
Right.
And what's the DC?
14.
Okay. He does not seem to be affected by your spell.
Damn.
He takes half damage, doesn't he?
Takes half damage. So yes. Roll for damage.
I don't think he takes half damage on a save. I think he takes no damage on a save.
It would say it in the spell description.
It would. Why it's always half damage unless it says otherwise?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then.
Oh, it doesn't take anything. It must succeed on a wisdom saving throw take 1d4 psychic damage.
Yeah, so it doesn't take anything.
Yeah. Well, I tried. Nice knowing you, lads. That's my turn.
Run away!
No, wait. Remember, guys, remember last time he did it and it burst into flames like 30 seconds later. Just wait. It'll work.
All right. Well, the problem is Mr. Adam, you really can't do anything. You are laying down on the ground, barely conscious.
Well, I want to point out he does have second wind if he wants to use that.
I forgot about that.
Okay, how do I do second wind?
It should be in your skills, but I believe it's a 1d4.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. That wouldn't be in skills.
It'd be in spells, I think.
Spells, whatever it is.
Ability features.
Yes.
Okay, how do I
It's
find...
called second... sure it's not second chance?
Whatever it is. I think it's called second wind. I believe as a fighter, he has second wind.
Second chance.
Okay. Sure? You're
and then
at,
I do have
on.
Second wind.
Yeah, second no, the chance. Second wind can give him hit points back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's 1d10.
A d10?
I believe so.
Okay. Why does it say Agentum is your, it's Agentum's turn?
It doesn't matter. Just roll your 1d10, buddy.
So you're at 6 hit points.
Okay. Alrighty, so.
Roy, you got this now, Roy.
I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. I just got bit by a fucking dragon. Having a little bit of second thoughts here. Okay. What do you see? What do you Rune, help me out here. What should I do?
What? Kill it.
Okay. Great pep talk. Okay.
I'll just stand back here for every time you fall down. I'll pick you back up, huh?
Oh, okay. But
I'm kidding. I'll be right by your side hitting that son of a bitch, too.
I appreciate that, pal. Alrighty. I think I'll go ahead and take another crack at it with my crossbow. Lord help us all.
Boy. You gotta stand back up for...
I cower in fear of being killed.
You probably that makes can't sense. Even see him right now.
What do I do now?
So you have to stand back up, which
I absolutely can see him. My vision range is 60 feet.
Right, yeah, he's still able to stand back up, right?
That would be his movement, though.
But I don't think he has enough actions to actually attack you again.
Second wind, I believe, is a bonus.
Seeing a second wind anywhere in...
Second wind, you have a limited well of stamina that you can draw on to protect yourself from harm. Once on your turn, you can use a bonus action to regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus your fighter level.
Where are you seeing that? Is that
under fighter?
Oh, it's in classes. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh.
So you should be at 8 hit points then, Mike.
Yep, Mike, so you should be at 8 hit points.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the second wind action, so... That so would it's be a marked off of your actions. It would be under actions.
Yeah, so that's a bonus action.
Okay. So I guess I'll roll to see if I hit the fucker.
All right.
So he stands back up. Okay.
All right. I stand back up. I take one more bolt out of my case, and I line up again, and I basically look the dragon right in the eye, and I say, I got no cute quip here. I'm just so pissed off that this thing nearly killed me. I want to kill it right now.
That's what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
I just want to kill it right now.
Isn't reloading a crossbow an action?
No, reloading a crossbow is not an action.
Okay. Yeah, that would be kind of pointless.
Alrighty, I'm rolling to see if I do anything to this guy.
What do you mean kind of pointless? You ever shot a crossbow? It takes some time to reload those things.
It does.
Depends on the crossbow.
Alright, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, so...
You miss.
No!
Don't worry, buddy.
You can choose to add a d6 to your roll after you make the roll because I inspire.
Oh, true.
Oh, we can. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm rolling the d6. All right, I got a 4.
You hit.
Thank God.
I dare you. Go look at that.
Oh. Rolling for damage. D10.
Yep. Or no, is it heavy or light? It's light. D6. Light.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or D8. I'm sorry. It's D8.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, look at you, Adam. You've been practicing, ain't you, Adam?
Oh.
He has a lot of damage.
He does. The dragon actually comes down to the ground as you tear through a small portion of his wing.
Thank God. Take that, fucker.
Oh, good. How dare you?
Who, me? How dare you! You bit my freaking chest out, you ass!
If you two are going to argue, I could come back another time.
Okay, so he's getting a little, like mom and dad used to be.
Agentum's turn.
Oh.
All right, I guess I'm going to head towards that direction, Chris. There's a lot of yelling going on.
Now, if you want to, can make a dash move, which moves twice your movement.
So my movement is the character sheet. It's 30 feet speed, so...
Yep.
30 feet is, okay.
And if you make a dash, you can move 60.
Okay, let's do 60. Okay, then I can throw a javelin at him?
Nope, that's all you can do because you made a double move.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey guys, what's up? What's I heard dragon.
Yeah, if you look closer, there's a dragon right there.
Holy crap, there's a dragon.
Adam over here attacked the dragon with the crossbow and almost hit me.
No.
Where's your dragon?
All right, so now it is... Amnemar. I'm gonna miss it.
You'll get it. It's Amnemar.
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 Manure.
I check around me to make sure that there are any, like, perches or anything, like trees or things that I can get access to.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me come right back. Hold on. I'll call you back.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump up into the nearest tree.
Athletics.
Wish that some.
Yeah, acrobatics, actually.
You're going to use that? Okay. Okay.
Tell me let's see. That is 16.
Oh, you easily make it up into the tree off of the branches, bouncing.
What the I am going to attack twice. Use my bonus attack with...
how many times can you use the bonus, the double attack?
Okay, so the acrobatics use my bonus action then?
Well, like sometimes they have a limit in the number of times they can do a secondary attack with a bonus.
Okay. So that would just be in my class description then?
It should. If it's giving you a second attack, then yes, it should. Much like Aaron has a way to take an extra attack, but it's because of what his domain allows.
Okay, so I have expertise in a sneak attack. Okay. Then in that case, I'm just going to attack with my short bow.
Okay.
That sizes him.
I'll agree.
That is 25.
That's a hit.
Roll for damage.
Rolling damage.
Still not a crit.
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to attack twice. Okay, that's 7 damage.
Okay. So now it is his turn.
Oh, I'll be damned.
You hear.
If only some of us spoke Draconic.
I do.
No kidding.
You do?
I know exactly what he said.
But he's too far away.
I'm still far away.
Get over here already, Nigel.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, no. Not good.
What is that?
What is that? What did he say?
He's attacking somebody.
He's taking what? Like 13... 17... He's taking like 20 damage so far?
Yes. I need everybody in that cone to make a saving throw as he spews out that ice that ice breath at everyone again.
Dex?
No.
That's everyone there.
Constitution?
Constitution
saving throw?
Wait, Dex doesn't... You can't roll Dex to, like, tumble out of the way of it?
Oh, no.
Yes, roll a Dex and try to get in the way.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no! The first one!
What's going on?
Mike almost clipped you with a bolt because of his one.
Good point. I forgot about that.
Okay, so, Nigel and Agentum, you both take 4 cold damage as just the frost comes up all over your body, and you just get this unnatural chill.
Wait.
But, Adam and Rune, you both take 8 cold damage.
So, now, Mike, you need to beg your DM to see if he'll let you re-roll your dexterity because you had your sheet incorrectly marked.
Please?
No, that's his fault.
If it was incorrect, yes, go ahead and roll it. Okay, you only take 4 cold damage.
Hey, you're still up.
4.
So then I...
You're at 4 right now.
Dragon, go.
All right. So those of you there
disappear.
See it start just burrowing and smashing through the trees as it's trying to get away from you.
Now, hang on a minute. It was almost my turn.
Well, you're more than welcome to go after him.
I will. I'm going to follow him.
See, Adam, you scared him off.
So it is Daniel's turn.
All right, Daniel.
He's like, I'd like to cast Fireball on top of that group right over there.
Oh, so we're just killing our party members now.
Apparently.
Usually when he casts Fireball, that's how it happens.
Well, it's a good thing I'm out of range of that.
Oh, yeah, we'd all die.
All right, and then I'm going to use my charisma, or my persuasion, to try and reason with this guy for a second. And I'm going to say this.
What guy?
The dragon.
Where? You don't see a dragon.
There is no dragon.
I thought he was burrowing.
Bashing through the trees and stuff like that.
Barreling through the forest.
Barreling, yes. Barreling is a much better term.
He should be within range for me to yell at him still, right?
Yeah, but you don't see him.
Oh, well, I'm going to yell at him.
All right, what's he going to say?
All right, what are you going to yell? Now, while he's yelling this, Zen, it is your turn.
Oh, come on, Tanner. You have to give me some kind of dragon sound for that. This is a podcast.
Yeah. And then my proficiency is doubled when I'm talking to dragons, so that should be an extra 2, so it's a 21, 23.
Okay. Well, the problem is you don't know where he's at. You just hear noises going through it.
I still yell it very persuasively.
He's not letting you get the dragon to kill us, okay?
Is that what he said?
I don't know what he said.
You'd know what I said if you spoke draconic.
I gotta roll his insight.
Oh, I know.
So, Zen, what are you gonna do?
What the fuck is Zen?
Yeah, where is he?
Zen! Don't tell me he's not off again.
We lost him in the call, yeah.
Okay, so I will let somebody move for him, and we can, like, I can look at his character sheet, I think.
Well, I'm just going to pull him right on up here to the party.
Okay.
I tried to add him back. Oh, I'm adding him back into the call now.
See, that's difficult, because he's got to go around that 10-foot thing, so he can't technically go as far.
He's a monk. Now I feel like I need to move him back, because he just joined.
Oh, well, yeah. That was about what he was going to do anyway. That's all he really could do is just join us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Could have done that.
Because it takes a double action to just join us.
Yeah, for some reason, my whole system took a shit. I'm not sure what's going on. Like, I've never had this happen before.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I got to take a dip here.
You leaving for good, or?
I don't know. Hold on. I'll be right back.
All right. We'll keep going for now and then figure out.
All right.
I'll play for him.
No.
The way he's been rolling, I'm actually going to die.
Oh, no, maybe I'll roll better.
Okay, so Barrow comes up, and you see the rest of the party right there, and you do not see a dragon.
Who's this random drow idiot?
Hey, that's Zen. He's a nice guy. You like him. He's a good drow. So can I do a perception check and see if I see where this dragon's barreled off to, or find, like, again, do another way of seeking
you,
him?
You see a whole bunch of trees that he just smashed through as he was trying to run. He did not pick up and fly.
So am I able to follow that and see him or no?
You can try.
What do I roll?
You would just move in the direction where you saw him go, which was heading at an angle towards the north.
He's not leaving a trail of frost behind him?
No, actually, all the frost is right in the park.
Alright, I'm gonna go see if I find him up here.
Be careful, Rune.
Here I go, maybe, if you'll let me run. Oh, I see him, hello!
Oh no. Well, we found him. That's a little, yeah, we did.
You do see him.
Yo, boy. Hey, you dragon.
Oh, you found him.
Hey, you dragon.
At least I think he found him. I can't actually tell
where
I am. I
don't want you running away from me. It's not nice. I have someone who's calling for you. And with that, I'm going to cast Toll the Dead on him.
Oh.
He is... I can't quite see him.
Hey, you're about 20 feet away.
So I'm going to roll this. It is supposed to be because he's taken damage before, correct?
Yes, he has.
Yes.
So I'm going to roll this to see what happens, but according to my character sheet, it is supposed to be a D12. And he has a wisdom save of... Oh, well, here, I do that first, right? That way you know what you have to roll against.
Yes.
Never mind, I do see him.
Okay. Roll for damage. Okay. He gives this loud bellowing, and he tries to move further forward as he just the sensation goes through his body.
Oh, you do not, I don't think. And I yell back over my shoulder, hey guys, I'm fine, I'm using over here.
Roger that.
Alright, so now it is Adam's turn, so if somebody wants to...
Oh, I got you. I got you. He can go 25 feet, I believe.
He has 4 hit points, keep in mind.
You should probably... 3 hit points.
He should probably stay back.
Yeah.
Probably also roll some hit dice.
You can only roll hit dice on a short rest, I think, right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Which we could have taken with a retreating dragon.
Yeah, that would have been probably a good idea.
Honestly, this fight would have been over if you guys wouldn't have chased him in the first place.
Yeah, if you guys hadn't chased him, but I had to keep your backs covered.
Oh dear.
You know, Rune, sometimes by helping, you're not helping.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
Motherfucker.
All right. I'm double checking, but I don't think he has anything else he can do at this point. Yeah. Sorry.
We're all gonna die.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. It's bad intelligence.
Rune, behind you, you hear and just walk up our door.
Whoa. Good job, Rune. You got yourself into another trap.
I don't think dragon's got friend.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I hear it. I don't see what's creating that noise.
No, you hear it behind you. The rest of the group hear it coming from Daniel.
Is it, like, legible language? Are they speaking Draconic?
Yeah, you're speaking Draconic.
I am. Oh, that was me.
What did they say, Daniel?
Nothing.
He's definitely got a friend hanging around here. Be ready.
Nigel, it is your turn.
Let's see if I can get him to turn around for you guys.
Nigel, you're up.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
So when you move with stealth, I imagine you move at only half speed?
Yes.
Yes, especially through this forest.
Okay. So... within 60. That's within 60. Yeah. I'm going to use Bardic Inspiration on Rune.
Okay.
So I shout after Rune. Remember, Rune, he's more afraid of you than you are of him.
You know, I suddenly feel so much more inspired.
And then I am going to stealthily... I mean, I can't be stealthed if I'm right out in the middle of the... Screw it. There's trees. I'm going to stealthily move. Can you see where I'm trying to move? There we go.
Yes.
Okay. And, that's my turn.
All right, Agentum.
I'm going to start running again towards the dragon.
30. He won't let me have all the fun.
Keep running, just keep running.
Now, do you want to do a double move or just a single move?
A single. How far can I throw javelins?
30 feet.
I'm going to do a single move and then throw a javelin at it. In fact, I can see it, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, cool.
And it misses.
Dang it.
Oh,
that was a nice try.
How far was it from hitting?
It was very close. He, as you throw it, you see it barely go in between his head and one of the wings that are kind of draping off a little.
Mother.
I'll look at you just marking where it's going like you did last time. That's good thinking.
Yeah, exactly what I was doing. Yes.
Oops.
I'm going to check something on my class real quick.
Check your face.
It's a good face.
Whose turn is it?
It's about to be my turn.
Should be. Should be your turn now.
Yep. I was just waiting to see if a gentleman was going to do anything else.
So, I thought that was just my 2 moves. Can I throw another javelin? No, because
you used your attack action and move action, so unless if you have a bonus action to like lay on hands or something like that, you can't do anything else.
I don't think I have any bonus actions. That would be under my actions cap, right?
So, I'm going to attempt to stealth.
While in the tree?
Oh. Right. I've got to get out of this tree first.
Rustle.
Crap, that's going to use my move. Ooh, Will I be able to move to get down stealth and then attack, or will I only be able to get down in stealth?
You would need to get down and if you tried to stealth, it could end up using your whole turn because you're trying to stay quietly and move around them.
Okay. Okay. Then I am going to I'm gonna move 15 here in the trees.
All right. I need acrobatics again.
Will do.
You gonna fall?
13.
You are good.
You're all right.
From tree to tree. It's like I said, it is fairly dense in the majority of this area.
Is he aware of my position at all?
Not that you can tell. He hasn't even turned around.
Okay, then would this qualify for sneak attack?
No, because you don't have advantage right now.
Right, because I would have to be under stealth, be in stealth, or you would have to, yes. Or someone would have to be 5 feet. Okay.
Yes.
Then I'm just going to attack with my short bow.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the rogue. 15.
You miss.
Oh.
Again, very close. Damn as it reaches over the top of his head, not even touching him at all.
I'm an author. I think you're supposed to eat the dragon.
Yes, I know. At least I didn't hit one of my teammates.
He's looking at you, Adam.
I'll hit
you're
one.
You're supposed to just stay still.
That's the hard part. Does anyone of us, do any one of us happen to know something that can keep it under control, like a hold person or dominate or something? Not that hold person is a dragon.
Okay, his wings open up a little bit, just enough for him to push the tree limbs out of the way, and he climbs up the trees towards the top of the trees.
Oh boy, this is gonna be interesting. No,
Wait, he's flying up or he's climbing?
He is climbing up. He's opened up his wings big enough to use it to create some space for his body. And then he grabs the tree limb up and starts pulling himself up the trees.
Okay. I think his wing's still damaged from that bow hit, so.
Yeah.
He's
learning from Aemonor.
So he actually is moving vertically.
What the fuck?
He went back to his home planet.
No, he climbed vertically and then started moving forward some.
Okay.
What?
I have a proposition. How about we not play Chase the Dragon? And we go back to our dragon.
Oof. But we were doing so, but we're doing so well!
Yeah.
At this point, it ain't really much he can do to us. So, I mean, are we just going in to kill just to kill?
That's a good point.
I mean, it's good challenge, good fun.
I mean, he was clearing something to fight us, but yes. At the same
but
time.
The odd kobold form. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, we still don't know what this thing really is, do we?
Okay. We found him again.
It is changing, so it should have just changed into a dragon. Maybe not necessarily a dragon.
Right.
Hmm. Can any one of us possibly do an arcana check to try and figure out what this thing is doing? Whether it's actually a dragon, or if this is some kind of... Is anyone here able to do that?
Are you asking us to make arcana checks in character?
Sorry.
Hey,
is there anyone here?
Alright, roll for damage. Okay.
This thing is just getting further and further away from me.
Oh, good. Fire. That's a terrific thing to use in a forest.
Oh, no.
I need everybody perception check.
Everybody perception?
What? Except for Tanner.
Oh.
Perception check?
I just remembered.
Yeah, 19.
Perception.
16.
23, Nigel. Nice.
Everybody's going to see it this time, Dion.
I know.
Super suck on this.
Okay, so everybody notices all of the foliage underneath Tanner just dies.
This again.
No.
Jew, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
Trying to kill everything?
Not sure it's so much
trees are starting to catch a flame.
Daniel, forest fires.
But it's just around the dragon.
Can stop a forest fire.
Wait, he said the fire. I just realized this.
The best way to kill an ice dragon is with fire, guys.
Yeah, this is in a forest.
Is it even quicker way to kill a forest, man?
Like, right. Is that not something you could do that wouldn't destroy the entire area and put all of us at risk?
Hey, Zen, it is your turn.
It's my turn. This is hilarious. Okay. One second. So where is he at? Okay. So as the fire starts where Daniel Stanley is pretty much at, like that's
no,
where
the fire is around the dragon.
Okay, it's around the dragon.
Yes.
There ain't really a whole lot I could do with that.
What I miss?
I set a dragon on fire.
We're still checking, chasing the dragon.
So how many feet can I move here?
Talking, huh?
How many feet can I move here, sir?
30 unless you're dashing, then it's 60, I think.
I definitely don't want to dash into a fire. And there ain't really much I can do when I'm on fire. So I'm going to move up 30 feet.
I'll take a piss.
Right here.
So, Dion, do we not see it? Is there actually, like, a fire that could hurt us around the dragon, or no?
No, it is. It is up towards the upper part of the tree line. As it was climbing vertically, it was, Tanner hit it with a bolt of flame that erupted from his hands, and it started the limbs on fire with the dragon.
Gotcha.
You did that on purpose to take away my tree perch, Daniel.
I just want to point out that it, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but the grass around him died.
Yep, it's done that before.
So it's actually my turn?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I mean, you think we go back and someone's attacking?
Is he up in the tree?
Yes.
He's 10 feet off the ground still? He's 10 feet off the ground still?
Yes, in the tree line, yes.
I'll move there, and I will once again look at him, I guess, and be like, I also had stopped running. We're just trying to have a friendly murder of you and cast Toll the Dead, because it's a cantrip. I can cast cantrips over, right? Just over and
yep.
over?
All right. Yep.
So again, he has to make a wisdom saving throw.
He is fine. So now it is Adam's turn.
Alrighty. Well, I'm tired of not being able to be a part of the fight, so I'm going to start heading over there, close to the dragon, and then to exact my revenge upon this fucker, I'm going to go ahead and try the whole crossbow thing again. Let's see how this plays out.
Be careful, Daniel, and Rune. You're standing in front of him while he's firing a crossbow. Nice.
Oh, I better.
It's more like to hit you than hit the actual enemy.
Okay, there we go. Alrighty, locked onto the dragon. Alright, here we go.
Oh!
You missed.
What? How do I miss?
Sucks to suck, that's why.
Yep.
Nigel, unless if there's anything else that you want to do, Adam, it's Nigel's turn.
I'm gonna try again.
You can't.
You can't.
Why?
Bonus actions come much later.
Yes.
Alright, well then in that case, five. I'm gonna go ahead and get the hell out of here.
Oh, it is at level 5? Okay.
He said I'm just gonna go back a couple of feet.
I don't think you can move again either.
Yeah, because I don't want to get my ass destroyed by this damn thing.
Did you already move your 25 feet? You don't move 25 feet once per turn.
Yes.
Did I move 25 feet?
Stealthily moving there.
15 feet.
Okay, give me a stealth roll.
Oh, okay. You make me take one last turn. Okay.
Not you, Mike.
Wait, me?
Not you.
Okay.
I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Adam. Hey, you didn't shoot anybody that time. That's an improvement.
Yeah. Gee, thanks, buddy.
He's the one that needs that +6. Keeps him missing.
Okay. So now it is Agentum's turn again.
Can I run and hit it with my axe at the same time?
let me...
Adam moved outward? What happened?
Yes, you can, because I would need athletics to reach him, because he's 10 feet in the air.
Okay. So I'm going to run at him at 30 feet.
Actually, you would move, because... Yes, you could do that, because you are actually below him.
Oh, that's ballsy.
He's 10 feet in the air.
She's going in the air.
She's running straight into the fire.
Skills, when I do an athletics throw, you said?
Well, not a throw. You're going to roll an athletics to make the jump.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Is this thing.
Ooh, good roll.
Thanks.
Nice.
That works. Now make an attack. You miss, unfortunately. Barely missing his legs as you jump in the air.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Well, now the dragon has some
is
nice...
Is he holding on to the tree with his claws then? Or...
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is. His claws are dug into the tree as he's climbing up.
The tree that's on fire?
Well, he's climbing past it. So
is
now
he at the top
is.
Of the tree yet? Would I conceivably be able to climb above him?
You would actually, if you climb to the top of the canopy, you would probably see his head poking out.
But you can't get straight across to him, because if you see, there's a clearing right in front of you where there's no trees. You'd have to go down and then back up.
Yeah.
Or you can make another... acrobatics check to try to make the jump to the tree, other tree line.
That's a 20-foot jump, though.
Hmm.
No, those are 5-foot squares.
It's about a 10, 15 foot, maybe.
So it's more like a 5 to 5.5 feet jump.
That's about 15, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna jump to here, that's a 15-foot jump. Would I still be able to move after that?
Yeah, because you would continue with the momentum because you're trying to make a long jump, so you're going to continue the momentum that you're trying to use.
Okay, then we're going to do that. We're going to attempt to jump to here, right at the corner of the tree line, and then continue to there. So I'm going to attempt to jump to there.
So make the acrobatics.
You fell.
Yes.
Okay.
You Whoops. You land right there.
Okay.
And probably hurt yourself.
And you take 2 hit points of falling damage.
Damn. How many?
2.
Okay.
Now make another acrobatics to roll with it so you don't get hurt further.
Yeah, that's a 21.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. You land, you tuck with it as you roll. But, like, just the impact.
That went better in my head.
You okay there, buddy?
That one hurt a little bit. I'll be fine, though.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah, it's just a flesh wound.
Oh, good. Try having your chest chomped.
serves you right.
Sucking.
Gotta work on that crossbow, man.
Fuck.
I'm so thankful I moved out of the way.
Yeah, scary, scary throw.
It's a good thing I missed that jump then.
Is it because I yelled at him?
Probably because you set him on fire. Yeah.
That could have also,
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, that's... Well, the fire's out.
Yay! The forest is saved!
I just saw 3 dice roll.
The forest is saved.
So, Tanner, you end up taking 12 damage.
Fuck me.
Ouch.
He looks like oversized ice cube that just... And then he falls over on the ground as the entire freezing cone just shoots out of the dragon's mouth.
Oh, I see.
Hitting the fire out and freezing Tanner as he collapses to the ground like a stone.
Oh, no.
Tanner, are you okay? Daniel, are you okay?
Hey, guys, Daniel's an ice cube.
And
Daniel!
That looks uncomfortable.
And then you see this wave of as you can feel the pushes and everything pushed from a horrible
swipe of his wings.
No.
It's not good.
No.
That's
not good at all.
And so you said he flew off again?
Oh, he climbs up and out.
Up and out.
So y'all really want to keep chasing this dude?
So, back to the wagon, right?
What power wagon?
You might want to do that.
All right, I can admit when y'all been beat. Yeah, probably should head back.
So,
that was a good shot. We gave it a good shot.
I am going to give you a attack of opportunity, Agenta, as he tries to fly away.
Sure.
Take it.
I'll take it. One last. What do I throw then?
Hey, great sword again, Mike. And you miss.
I didn't take it.
I really need to practice on this.
Okay. Oh boy. Daniel, I need a death save, please.
Oh, damn it.
Nine.
Failure.
He's been cryogenically detained.
He is currently a popsicle.
And with that,
negative.
Are we going to pause right here? Are we going to find out if our party member survives to the next adventure? We won't know until the next time we get together.
On Dragon Ball Z.
We froze for our house.
Did I really do that?
Yes.
Oh no, Daniel's down for the count looking like a freezy tree, and the white dragon seems to have disappeared through the trees. Will our adventurers pursue the dragon and slay it, or will they return to their caravan with their tails tucked between their knees and Daniel's frozen corpse over their shoulders? Find out next time on The 10 Away.